How to be the world's perfect lover. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with not the thought for today, with not the absolute philosopher, but with instant illumination.
Wow.
How to be the world's perfect lover. Now, immediately, our minds, our thoughts, our ideas run to sex. And we think, the perfect lover certainly has the perfect sex. Well, what is the perfect sex? Is that man or is that woman? What is the perfect lover? Is that man or is that woman? What is the perfect anything? Does it have any gender to it? Can anyone be a perfect lover? Now, Daniel's been telling us about a teacher who gave a lecture. He was a lecturer, right?
Yes.
He was a lecturer, and he gave a series of lectures on relationships and on love, right? On how to satisfy ladies in your world of that nature, right? And as this young man spoke, he was 40-some years old, and dynamic, debonair, just fantastic person. And he got up before the audience and he said, I give you my key to perfect relationships that I have had with the several hundred women that I've known in the past year or two. Every one of these women remembers my name and remembers me with love. How could these women remember me with love and respect? And how could that be? And the audience was stunned. And they said, wow, you must be quite a guy. No. The reason they respect me is that I respect each woman as the most beautiful being on the face of the earth. No matter what woman it is, if any woman comes into my life, she is the most beautiful woman on the face of the earth, and she gets 100% of my attention, 100% of my time, 100% of my devotion, 100% of who I am. And you know, my friends, he says to the startled audience, you know, my friends, every one of those women is wonderful. And every one of those women think that I am the most wonderful man in the world. I absolutely respect them, and they absolutely respect me. But first, I respect them. First, I respect them as being the most choice beings that I have ever met, one-on-one. And when I do this, I don't do this as a joke. I'm not being facetious in the slightest. I am 100% sincere. I'm 100% sincere with myself and with the people who are in my world. Now, how could anyone do that? Well, I will tell you my second secret. And he looked inside of his jacket, and he studied what he was looking at. He thought maybe he's reading his crib notes on the inside of his coat pocket there. But he looked in there. He said, just checking. He said, I'm just checking to see if the most wonderful man in the world still lived here. And he does. The most wonderful man in the world is right here. I like me 100%. I think I'm wonderful. I think I'm fantastic. And I act like that. And I am like that under all circumstances with whomever I meet, no matter who they may be. I love myself. And because I love myself, I can love other people. If I didn't love myself, I couldn't love each woman in my life in that same respect. Now, I love each man, too. I love each child I love each elderly person, each younger person. It doesn't matter who they are, because I like me. But we're talking about relationships, and we're talking about girls and guys, and you're all a bunch of guys, and you're interested in how you're going to get girls in your world. Well, you're not going to get girls in your world if you don't like yourself. A girl will pick a loser out like a snap. If you don't like yourself, a girl's going to sense that about you like a dog senses fear in a person's heart. And I don't have anything to do with that. No way. You know? Get out of here. When you like yourself, everyone senses that about you. And they like to be with you. Because, another point being, you don't want something from them. You give only of yourself. And because it's so much fun for you to give, they respect that. And they pick it up. And they follow through. And they start giving in the same way that you give. Unconditionally loving giving. And this unconditionally loving giving just goes on and on and on and on. No, 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 no.
Possession.
Possession. No possession. You're not my one and only girlfriend. I'm not your one and only boyfriend. You're not my one and only person that we're going to be together forever and ever. Well, we may be together for a long time. Whatever we choose. But I don't possess you. And any time you want to pull anchor and set sail, be my guest. But hey, I'm going to give you my very best every moment you are with me. Because that's all I know how to do. I'm going to love you so completely, so fully, so wonderfully, so respectfully, so dedicatedly, that there's nobody else in my life except you. And when we change, then whoever is the next person, that's who's in my life. And maybe there's two or three girls in my life at one time. What? Mm-hmm. Yes, why not? Do I like myself enough to have two or three girlfriends? I keep telling everybody about me when I was in high school. And they say, oh yeah, Herb, I know, 9 girlfriends. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. 9 girlfriends, one for every night of the week. And a few to spare. Because sometimes they were busy someplace else, which I'd want them to be. But girls for dancing, girls for the theater, girls for going different, hiking and biking and whatever things we did, you know. I had girls for everything. And it was wonderful. No possession. Oh, they may have possessed me more than I know, but no possession on my part. I read about in a high school reunion, there was some 50 years high school reunion, and one of the girls wrote in her little note, she says, and I'll never forget Herb Byerly. He and I were the greatest of friends when we were in high school together. I always had fun with him, we always did things together, and we were just the greatest of friends. You know, and she didn't even know where I am, or where I went, or what I did. She went on to universities in her way, and I went in my way. And but you see, the pleasure, the honor, the respect that I gave her was never forgotten. And I never forgot her, as I reported to you guys, you know. But this is the joy of who we are. And it's a wonderful joy, isn't it? Now, are you able to love yourself so completely that you're the most desirable person in the world? Are you able to love yourself so completely that you cannot conceive of another person not loving you? You don't even conceive of it. You love yourself so much. Not sticky, sticky love, you know, but you love yourself so much. You just think you're wonderful. Could you do any wrong? Could you make a mistake? Could you be stupid? No. You're just wonderful. Now, I will give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about. I have a golden retriever named Rex. Now, Rex comes along and does something he shouldn't do. He takes a snack off the table. Well, actually, it's off the footstool here. And he says, "That's not the table, it's a footstool." And so he takes a snack, and we say, "No, no, Rex." He said, "That was good." He goes, he doesn't hear the no, no. He doesn't think he has done anything wrong. He doesn't think that I'm going to hate him. He doesn't think that he's going to have me be objecting to him. He doesn't think that at all, does he? He has that total, 100% self-love. Now, he knows that he shouldn't do certain things, but that doesn't mean he doesn't love himself when he does it. You know? Now, can you be that way? Can you be that way? You know, Daniel is so unloving of himself that when he drops the plate on the floor, he doesn't say, "Tom, sorry about that," and then goes on. "Oh, damn, I gotta buy another plate, I gotta do this, worry it to death." You know? Don't do that. If you do something dumb, admit it and go on. And forget it. You know? If you can't admit having done something that didn't work out the way you wanted it to, so it didn't work out. Okay. Another time. You know? You could spend your whole life in the garbage pit because you did dumb stuff. Silly, isn't it? Now, I let Rex lick off my plates sometimes on the table. And Rex has a big tongue. And Rex cleans that plate, slickety-split. And I put the plate back on the table. And everybody looks at the plate and says, is that a clean plate or is that a Rex plate? Well, for me, it doesn't make any difference. But for you, it makes a difference. Now, if you were honorable people, you would just go get another plate and replace it if you're in doubt. Don't question me. Don't question Rex. He'll say, "Get another one for me." Because he can do no wrong. Well, you can do no wrong. And nobody hates you. It starts out with you hating yourself, and then you say, "Hey, look at how terrible I am. Hate me, hate me, hate me," you know. And then people won't. Even when you flagellate yourself, what do? They leave you alone. Hey, that guy's sick. That guy hates himself. Who wants to be with anyone who doesn't appreciate themselves? Well, Daniel's teacher in that class that he took said a great deal. And he taught his people a great deal. And people went there thinking they were going to learn the secrets of winning a woman's heart. And instead, they found out that they learned the secret of winning the world, of being in a world where you're number one and you're the happiest, most fulfilled person that could ever be. But only because you found out who's the boss. Now, Ingeborg, who is the boss?
Me. I'm the boss.
That's right. Me. I'm the boss. When did you learn that? Now, if you had to think about it, don't talk about it. the answer now is easy, the best answer. I learned that when I was a kid. Well, you're a kid now. Now is the time that you learn the answer. Now is the time. And that's all that matters. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to live in the now? Are you ready to be the world's greatest lover?
Yes.
Who do you start with?
Myself.
And how do you start loving yourself? You respect yourself 100%. And when you respect yourself, then all the world thinks hey, they know what they're talking about. I'm going to respect them too. But if you don't respect yourself, the world says, they know what they're talking about. If they don't respect themselves, I'm not going to give them time of day. No way. And then the flying nun, what did she do? The flying nun, whenever she heard of a difficulty, there's a way to handle that. There's a way to take care of that. The convent didn't have enough money. We'll figure out. This didn't work out, that wouldn't work out. Oh, no problem. And she worked out everything. A little bit dramatic, imaginative. But her, what did you think of her? You thought, she is charming. She is charming. She is delightful. And what's delightful about it? She is untouched, but she likes herself.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Does she think she's a bad girl?
No.
Anything that she's ever done, does she think she's a bad girl?
No.
When she was in jail, what did everybody else think? What'd you do? Well, we had a march for free speech, and they took me to jail. Oh, big deal, you know, big deal. But right away, we want to make a mountain out of a molehill. And the molehills are always still there. So think about this. Just like yourself. Say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me.
I like me. I like me.
I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. And watch the miracles continue to happen in your life that have begun already. I love you.
Love you.
I love you. I love you.